In our gospel today, and really for much of Jesus' public ministry, Jesus surrounds himself with his disciples. Whenever Jesus travels, or he preaches, or he heals, he is always with his disciples. Because Jesus knows the importance of community. He knows that we are a communal people, and that we need community around us. So this weekend, we have two opportunities to be a part of a community, of our parish community. Our RE, our religious education for children, will be starting very soon. So if you have kids, here's an excellent opportunity to enroll your child into that. Or whether you have children or not, to become a teacher, or we call a catechist, yourself. Because as you know, as parents, children need community just as much, if not more, than us adults. But it must be the right community. And for children, I cannot think of a more proper or right community than our own community of faith. So remember that your child's baptism, you promised to raise your child in the faith. So RE then is an easy and excellent way to fulfill that promise and put your child in a good, faith-filled community. But obviously, to have a successful religious educational program, our ministry, you need teachers. And so we're also looking for a few good teachers. It's not a difficult ministry. No experience is necessary, and you're provided with the learning materials. You don't have to make it up on your own. So anybody could do it. And what a noble and fulfilling ministry that is, to teach children the beauty, the wonders, the amazement of our faith, to teach them about Jesus Christ. There is no more greater ministry I could think of than to train our children, teach our children that. Finally, our Discipleship U fall semester is starting in less than 2 weeks. This is our adult faith formation program. And we launched this 2 years ago, and I think it's been a great success. We've had a lot of people take part of it. And we offer 8 different classes. 8. No parish even comes close to that. A lot of parishes maybe offer a Bible study, maybe a catechism study, but we have 8 varying classes. If you can't find a class to take a Discipleship U, then you are not looking hard enough. There is literally something for everyone. We have a wide range of scripture, prayer, liturgy, all sorts of things like that. But aside from learning, these ministries, RE, Discipleship U, and basically all of our ministries of our parish, provide an important underlying purpose. They provide several purposes, but one that they do provide is they give us community. They provide us with a real and true sense of belonging to a people. In our gospel today, then, notice how Jesus asks about 2 different groups of people. For the general public, the crowds, he asks, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" But then he asks of his disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" And notice that the 2 groups of people have different answers. One is wrong, and one is right. Jesus' community, his disciples, those who know him, they get it right, don't they? And by them, through Peter, Jesus' church will then be established. That community of disciples that Jesus surrounds himself with does not die away. It does not go away or disperse after Jesus' ascension. It flourishes under the leadership of Peter. And in that community of disciples and that sense of belonging, they establish through Peter and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, continued on and on through the centuries to where we are today. The community of disciples exists still here today. My question for you, brothers and sisters, is, are you a part of it? So here's a simple question to ask yourself. What is your community? Is your answer to that, is it a Christ-centered community? Because if you're the type of person whose only presence at your parish is attending this Mass on Sunday, and you're not here any other time, can you honestly say then that the parish is your community? Or can you honestly say that you are a disciple of Christ if you spend 1 hour out of the 168 hours in a week devoted to Christ? For some of you, these may be tough questions, may get a little uneasy in your pew, but they are necessary questions. As Christians, as Catholics, you must ask yourselves and be honest and truthful to yourself. Our Lord invites everyone here, all of you today, to be one of his disciples, to be one of his people in his community. And if you've not done so already, then make Jesus Christ the priority in your life. From community then comes belonging. And from belonging then comes purpose. We all have purpose in the kingdom of God. Do you know what it is? If you are lost, if you don't know where to go, the church then can help you find your way. We have a beautiful community, a beautiful group of people here at St. Albert the Great. I'm very proud and very happy to be a part of this Christ-centered community. Let me give you one example that happened to me recently that makes me very, very happy, very joyful to be here. So we had a wonderful opportunity these past 4 weeks at Discipleship U. We had our summer sessions on Thursday evenings. And there were teachings followed by adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. It was wonderful to see then people, a large group of people, adoring our Lord. And on one of these nights, as I sat in the back of the room, I looked out over the people adoring our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. There must have been at least 50 or 60 people adoring. A great sensation came over me. I was filled with joy as I looked about on the people. And I thought to myself, these are my people. They get it. This is where they belong. This is my community, this is our community, and this is where I belong, here with our people in the presence of our Lord. They belong to the Father. They are community. It was a wonderful feeling, and the next week we had adoration again. And again, I sat in the back, and again, looking out over the people, that great sensation came upon me again. Only now, I understood it in a deeper and different way. Yes, the thought, these are my people, came to my mind again. But this time, it was not my words. This time, it was Jesus himself saying, these are my people. It was him, without a shadow of doubt, I knew that those were the words of Jesus in my heart. These are my people. And just as Jesus looked upon his disciples that day in Caesarea Philippi, he looked upon the people there adoring him in the Blessed Sacrament, and he saw his disciples. And he looks now upon all those who come to the banquet of our Lord at the Holy Mass, and he invites all of us to be one of his people, one of his disciples. And it doesn't take much to become one. In a few minutes, when Father Michael then raises the Holy Eucharist and those bells ring, remember these words of St. Peter. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Because if you believe these words and you take them to heart, then blessed will you be as well. And then accept the invitation of our Lord to join into his community, into his community of the church, because you are called to be one of his people. And no disciple walks alone.